Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, peace. You're tuning in to North Star Talk.
North Star Talk, baby.
I'm your host, Micah Muhammad.
You already know.
And you're listening to On The Spot Tuesday night.
On The Spot Tuesday.
You know, where I do my thing. But you know, occasionally we have my co-host, Charlie B. Moore. You know what I'm saying? She'll call in and participate on my show. And also the therapist, Portia Williams. You know, because that's how we get down. You know what I'm saying?
I feel counseling.
But we like to welcome y'all to On The Spot Tuesday, because I'm not in it by myself. You know what I'm saying? It's North Star Talk. And oh yeah, I can't forget Pakistan Muhammad. Yo, peace. Because we making it happen on North Star Talk. But tonight, you on On The Spot Tuesday.
Mario
with Micah Muhammad. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Peace, peace. Welcome to North Star Talk. It's On The Spot Tuesday. I'm your host, Micah Muhammad. Sending shouts out to my co-host, Charlie B. Moore. He'll be back with us Thursday night. You know how that goes down. Well, the On The Spot Tuesday is where I take a topic and I build on it, you know. Lately, we've been allowing people to call in and ask questions or make a statement or comment on On The Spot Tuesday. If you're listening from your computer and you want to make a statement or a comment, you know, follow us. Come on. Follow us. Come on, a fan, like. But follow us and come into the chat room, and you'll be able to chat with us, and we'll read your statement or comment or answer your question on the air. Or you could call 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423, which is the call-in number. If you call in or you called in or you're listening from your phone, you definitely can participate by pressing 1. You press 1, I'll call out the last 4 digits of your phone number. I'll bring you on, and you give us your name, and you can participate in the show. Now, before we get into the topic, what the topic is, losing is the key to winning. I gotta go here.
Hello. I hope you're doing well. All right, so I'm Portia Williams, licensed clinician and owner of I Feel Couples and Family Counseling Services. Okay, so when choosing a therapist, it's essential that you choose a therapist that you can connect with, one that you can relate to, and one that can relate to you, okay? It's essential that you guys develop that therapeutic relationship in order for therapy to be effective. You can read more about me. You can find my bio on my website. It's www.ifeelcounselingservices.com. You can also find my Facebook page. It's I Feel Counseling Services. Or Instagram at I Feel Counseling Services, okay? Of course, you can find me on Psychology Today. That's Portia Williams, Portia, P-O-R-C-H-A, Williams. You can contact me on Psychology Today. You can also contact me through my website.
And yo, check this out. We all might need them one day, you know, or we know somebody that might need them. L&K Bales Bonding Agency, located in Maxon, North Carolina. L&K Bales Bonding Agency. They got low down payments. Can even do a payment plan. They say, we'll get you or your loved ones out of jail with quick, discreet, and dependable service guaranteed. L&K Bales is owned by the McClain family, Mr. and Mrs. Kendra McClain, LaShonta, and I think I'm pronouncing that right. I think it's LaShonta and Kendra McClain. 910-610-9800 is one of the numbers you can reach them by. That's 910-610-9800, or you can call 910-217-6445. That's 910-217-6445. That's L&K Bales Bonding Agency, located in Max, North Carolina. Go next. We're going to get into the show. Losing is the key to winning. Now, I know somebody said, how in the world, how in the hell can losing be the key to winning? Losing, from the word lose, or to lose, means to lose, destroy, or to loosen. Be deprived of, fail to keep, cease to have, to be rid of. Losing is an ongoing process. Why I'm always losing? You know how we do. Right? Key. A key, is a little metal piece, that you can open up things with, right? It's called a key. But key is an instrument for opening locks, right? But it's also, you can use the term key for a solution, explanation, one who or that which opens the way or explains. Losing is the key to winning. Losing is the solution to winning. Losing is the instrument for opening something that's locked away from you. Can winning be locked away from you? Winning, from the word win, winning is the act of being victorious, to labor, struggle for, work at, strive, to fight, to gain, or succeed by struggling, conquer. So if you're winning, you're still in the fight, right? You gain something, you succeed, right? But notice it say to struggle for, right? See, we don't want to struggle for something because we think struggling means we're losing, means that we're a failure, right? See, when we hear the word or term losing or to lose, we have been conditioned to think in a negative sense. We see losing as failure. We look at losing from a competitive standpoint of competing. So in our minds, we only see two choices, and that's winning or losing, being a winner or being a loser. But what if we look at losing from a positive mindset? What if losing is the only way for us to win? What if losing is the key to open up a whole new reality for us to live and operate in? What if you have a failure mindset and you feel that nothing seems to go your way? Yet, you lack the understanding that you are a failure, You like the understanding that it isn't that you are a failure, but your way of thinking is that which you need to lose in order to not only become successful, but for you to unlock doors that are closed to you. We can lose a form of thinking that we have, which usually is a negative thought process. These doors that have your joy, happiness, and peace of mind on the other side is locked away from you because you fail to lose the frame of mind that you always had or have. Now, the reason why we cannot attain or gain is because it's on the other side of the door of our thoughts. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2, it states, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." See, we have a strong will and desire in us, right? That strong will and desire is the reality of God or the spirit of God within us that makes us who we are. That spirit, that energy, that force, that power, willpower is God. But we cannot operate under that which is good and acceptable and perfect because of our way of thinking. When we look at losing from the thought process of this world, and we conform, which means we agree to staying and operating under the world's thought process, when we hear the term lose or losing, it put us in a negative mindset, which caused us to start thinking of the worst, right? We begin to start worrying about things, right? And stressing out about things. Why? What is worrying? Worrying is when you think or you form in your mind the worst possible thing that can happen or take place, and you respond to it like it's actually happened or happening, right? So when we hear the term to lose, automatic go into the mindset of the loss of something. But if we renew or make our thought process change again, the renewing of your mind, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. To transform means to change form, to move from one state or form to another. See? When we understand that the key to winning, gaining, is being able to let go of things, losing that which holds us back. We have friends and family that we need to lose. We need to lose how we deal with them or allow them to operate in our lives. Many are in relationships where they can't be the best them or strive to grow and develop because they are scared to lose a non-productive relationship that holds them there because of emotional attachment, or they may be dependent on the other person and feel they can't make it without them. We're afraid to lose people that are really holding us back in our life. We are afraid to let go and lose a relationship because something going on in that relationship that's got us bind into that relationship. But if we lose that connection, if we lose that reality, losing that becomes the key to us winning or becoming victorious or opening that door so we can move into a new reality of who we are and our life. The way we live, yeah. Our ability to lose that which holds us back, that which keeps us from moving forward, that which causes us to grow and develop, if we lose it, it's the key to us winning. Many people say they, man, I wish my life would get better. Man, I'm looking for a change. But then they hold on to that which keeps their lives from becoming better. They won't change, but they fail to let go or lose those things that are keeping them for making themselves better, their lives better. Huh? You ever seen somebody, right? They eat, they are vegan or vegetarian or whatever, you're talking about eating a plant-based, but they smoke cigarettes. But they drink real heavy. Smoke marijuana every day, all day. What are they? In their mind, they might be winning, but they're not going to attain they need because they fail to lose those habits. They fail to let go or loosen themselves from that which can hinder them from their growth and development. Losing is the key to winning. The hardest thing it is for us to do as people is break habits, to lose bad habits, to let go. We rather hold on and live in pain. We rather hold on and struggle. We rather hold on and suffer instead of losing it and go through the little hurt and pain to gain balance, to start our healing process so that we can overcome or wake up on the other side of that pain. Let's use for an example, right? Let's use for example. Many people are in a relationship that's going nowhere. It's non-productive. They might be mistreated in a relationship, catching hell in a relationship, disrespected in a relationship, feel unappreciative in a relationship, but they hold on to that relationship. Why? Because they are emotionally attached to the person. They know it's not love. Because love produces correction. Love produces growth and development. But if you're struggling in that relationship, if you're suffering in that relationship, you feel unappreciative in that relationship, but because of emotional attachment, you're scared to lose that person, or you're scared to lose what little bit of good, little happy moments that you might have in the relationship. And so you settle. You never think on a level of, yes, if I lose this, what can I gain? Holding on sometimes is more painful than letting go. Losing is the key to your healing process. Losing can be the doorway to you finding who you really are. This is what you have to deal with. So what takes place is, once we get a new mindset or renew our mind or come to an understanding, that yeah, if we let go, yes, if we lose something, it's going to hurt. But I'd rather hurt for a moment in time and struggle to gain balance, to find me, to connect with me, to grow and develop, and to operate in a new reality under a new mindset and keep holding on to something and still hurting. At least we can hurt from growing pain. At least we can hurt from growth and development. least we can hurt being born again in the renewing of our mind and the renewing of our ability to think. We'd rather stay there and hurt, holding on to something that's not benefiting us, something that's not prospering us. We can win through losing. There's a scripture that say, what does it profit for a man to gain the world but lose his soul? You can gain by losing, letting go of those things that holds you back, those things that hinders you, those things that got you enslaved or bound. If only you knew. If only you knew. You're listening to North Star Talk. I'm your host, Michael Muhammad. If you're listening by computer, you can log on into the chat room and definitely leave a statement or a question, and we'll put it online. Or if you're listening by phone, you can press 1. We only got a few more minutes, but you can press 1 and participate on the show, and I'll call the last 4 digits of your phone number and bring you on. Tonight we're dealing with losing is the key to winning. Losing is the key to winning. See, we have keys to unlock areas of our life, but we can't unlock those areas of our life that are locked away from us because we fail to use certain keys, because using those keys can cause us a little hurt, can cause us a little pain, cause us a little suffering, cause us a little struggle. So we don't want that. We fear that. There's somebody that desire to start a business, tired of working where they at, or can't find a job, but they're afraid to start a business because they fear failure. Or they are secure in their job, even though they don't even like being in their own job. They dread going to work every day. But they're scared to lose ability of a job that they don't want to be on, to start a business, because they don't understand that losing that job could be a key. I'm not saying just up and quit a job. Now, I don't want nobody to say, hey, I was listening to Nonstop Talk, Brother Mike is saying, just quit your job. Nah, I'm not saying that. You can work your way off of a job. Proper planning, putting in the proper time and energy. Well, I got somebody got their hands up. Let me bring them in. Call them. The last 4 digits of your phone number is 4154. 4154, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad you made that clear. Just don't up and quit your job.
Okay. Indeed. And see, as I was taught, you know what, for us to work our way off a job. You know, you can work your way off a job. You know, save your money, see it while you're working, put together a business plan, put together what you got to do, inventory, figure out everything that you need to start your own business, and
right.
Get it up and running on a small level. Does that make sense?
Yeah, make a lot of sense.
And so a lot of people are afraid to do that. They're afraid if they lose this job that they got, and losing meaning sometimes switching jobs or starting a business, letting go. So some people are so secure in going to work 8, 16, 12 hours shifts and jobs 6 and 7 days a week because they're depending on that.
I think a lot of people really depend on the way things are set up now is, one, the benefits. Having health insurance is one thing. Because if you end up getting your own business, you have to try to find a good insurance company. Another thing you got to think about will people support your business. And I have seen some people try to start a business, but your own kind sometimes won't even support your business. So I have seen them had to go back to work because
right.
they didn't get the support.
Right, right. So let me ask you this right here. Given that reality, how many other people that have done it and didn't give up, went through the struggle of to find balance with their business and end up successful?
In the area, I might have seen.
And see what you.
Go ahead.
I was just
in the area. Maybe I see maybe 3 or 4 people.
Now, those 3 or 4 people can do it. Why not me? That's the way I look at things, right? What is it that those these 3 or 4 people do that I'm not doing? Maybe they didn't get panicked, right? See, we can say, shit, ain't nobody supporting me. I ain't going to make it. So we panic, right?
Yeah.
So we don't keep going, right?
Right.
Sometimes we are, when fear set in, right?
Yeah.
We let go of everything, right? There's a story in the Bible where Peter, the disciple Peter, was in a boat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he seen Jesus on the waters from a distance, right?
Right.
And so he asked Jesus. He said, "Jesus, that's you." Begged me to come out the boat, and Jesus said, "Come on out."
Mm-hmm.
So Peter started walking on the water, right?
Right.
So if he started walking on it, meaning he had the ability to walk on water too.
Yeah.
But it said the wind started blowing, and the water started raging, and Peter started getting scared and he lost focus of Jesus, right?
Right.
So he started to sink. So Jesus had to come and help him up and back in the boat, right?
Right.
Are you with me? Now,
I'm with you.
Jesus didn't say, see, I told you couldn't do it. I'm the only one who can walk on water because I'm the son of God. You know what I'm saying? No, he didn't say that. He said, "Oh, ye of little faith."
Uh-huh.
Huh? See, when we get in our mind that we are going to do something, we got to lose fear. So when the struggle comes or obstacles arrive in our path, instead of us losing focus on Christ, which means whatever Jesus was teaching the disciples, they didn't let that go out the window. So when the struggles come, when the obstacles come, we become scared, start to give up. We lose confidence. We lose faith. And this is why, and so we lose in a negative sense instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to lose this fear. I ain't going to let this fear stop me from keeping. I'm going to have to drown. I'm going to do it or I'm going to drown. But if I fall, I'm going to get back up. So we lose that frame of thought. Oh, I ain't going to make it out here. Ain't nobody going to support me. You lose that. And the more you lose those things, you're picking up keys. Right?
Right.
And every time you keep moving forward, you taking that key and you open the door. And then you become the winner in the end.
Mm-hmm.
You become the winner in the end. And let me go back and look at the definition. It says win is the act of being victorious, to labor, struggle for, work at, strive, to fight, to gain or succeed by struggling, to conquer, to attain. See, winning is a process. It's not a destination. Huh? Winning is an ongoing process. You got to constantly labor. You got to constantly struggle. You got to constantly put in the work. And so you got to trust the process. And I said early in the show, you got to lose some friends. You got to lose some family. Because them the ones can be in your ear. You can't do it. Oh, look at you. And things ain't going right.
Yeah.
I started on a journey approximately 4 years ago. And I knew that I would have to struggle in this journey. So I contacted my kids. And I sat down with my kids and I told them, look, because of this journey that I'm on, I'm not going to be able to provide like I supposed to, but I'm going to give y'all everything that I could give you. Huh? I lost a lot within the journey, and I heard the talking, and I heard the negative things they were saying about me. And there was moments I wanted to give up. But I had to change my frame of thinking. And now today, the journey ain't over. But I'm in that season of what we call winning. Huh? So the more I didn't listen to them talk about me, the more I overlooked what I was going through. Huh? Because I knew what I was after. I knew what I was striving to get. I knew what I was fighting to get. I knew what I was struggling for. I was struggling with a purpose. See, it's different with struggling with a purpose than just to be struggling.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
And I would constantly gain inspiration and motivation from people I knew that was for me. And people I knew wasn't for me, I had to let them go. I had to lose in order to win.
Mm-hmm.
And so the inspiration, the motivation, and the encouragement comes with every time you overcome. If Peter, when the wind started blowing, Peter would have took another step. And wind picked up a little bit more, he took another step. Then when the water came up, he took another step. Then the more he would have built his confidence, right?
Right.
That's just like, you ever notice a baby be crawling, and when you try to help the baby walk, the baby struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Baby sit down. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, they sit down.
Then when you ain't paying no attention, you look up and the baby walking.
Right, that's true.
Because the more it do it on its own, the more it gains confidence. The next thing you know, you be wanting them to sit down. Huh? Right?
That's true.
You can have a baby in front of you and make up words. Die, die, dead, dead, my, did, did. The baby won't say nothing. Then all of a sudden, when you ain't paying no attention, the baby say something. And everybody shocked, right?
Uh-huh.
Then from there on, you want the baby to never talk again.
Right? Uh-huh.
But the more the baby does it on its own, it gains confidence. And the more it gains confidence, the stronger the baby becomes. But
yeah.
We as adults, things that will build our confidence, things that will make us feel good about ourselves, things that will make us stronger, we don't want to struggle for balance. We don't want grow in pain. So we give up. We duck, we hide. And then we get in our mindset, I'm a failure. I'm a loser. I just can't get it right. Huh?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
So the reason why I did this show, because I wanted to kind of encourage people to change their mindset on how they look at losing and what is it they need to lose. And losing is the key to them winning. I know personally that you gotta, I think it's a song, I'm not sure, but I've seen a bunch of Facebook posts one time. Maybe that's what encouraged me. You got to lose to win.
Yeah, by Fantasia.
Okay. I'm going to have to go listen to it. But, you know, people are posting, and they just posting because they like the song or the title, but they ain't ready to lose to win, huh?
Right.
Yeah, you know. They scared to let go.
Yeah.
But you got to know what to lose. Right, I remember when I used to do something. My mom used to say, "You need to lose that attitude," and losing
yeah.
that attitude was the key to winning. Because
yeah.
if I didn't lose it, I already knew what I was gonna get.
Exactly.
So yeah, lose. And as parents, we probably say that if you don't lose that attitude, if you don't lose that tone of voice. So the losing would be the key to your survival.
Mm-hmm.
But we just have to look at losing from a different mindset, from a different point of view, and say, you know what, it's all right to lose friends. Huh?
Yeah.
I was telling somebody today, you got people that are in a relationship, and you got two people living in a house. And both of them struggle. Somebody need to lose a certain mindset so they can inspire the other one, and we can figure out how to get ourselves together.
Right.
Right. You know, when you hear somebody say, I can do bad by myself, then they might be the damn problem. Because the objective is to do better by yourself.
Right.
See the mindset?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I can do bad by myself. But if you want to do bad by yourself, then hell, you was probably 85% of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to change our thought process. So we have to look at losing from a different standpoint. And we got to quit looking at it from a standpoint of losing and winning, from a standpoint of competing against somebody else and just compete against ourselves.
Right.
Make the you now, make the you where you at now in your life compete against the old you. I got to be better than I was yesterday. I got to be stronger than I was yesterday. and we got to have faith. I tried on faith one time, and you know that the scripture that everybody uses, Jesus said, you got to have faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, right? He said, and if you got this faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, that you're supposed to be able to say to the mountain, be removed, and the mountain be removed, right?
Right.
But what do you hear from church folks? Girl, just leave it to Jesus. Put it in Jesus' hand, right?
Yep.
Give it over to Jesus, right? They even got a song I heard on the radio, Jesus is going to work it out, right?
Yep.
And Jesus said, if you got the faith, the grain of a mustard seed, you're supposed to say to the mountain, be removed, and it'll be removed. But we get to the mountain, stand at the foot of the mountain, or sit at the foot of the mountain, bow at the foot of the mountain, cry, and asking Jesus to come move the mountain. And he's saying, like he told Peter, oh, ye, a little faith. You got to lose in order to win. In order to move the mountains in your way, you ain't got to try to push the whole mountain. He'll get you a chisel block and just start chiseling off at it. So, wow, you'll break enough off of it where you can just move that little hill out the way. I went to visit my son in Colorado Springs, and we went up into the mountains, right? And we clambered up the mountain. Here I am, 53, ain't strapped, did nothing. And I'm clambering up in the mountain, and my son is going, Dad, you all right? My daughter-in-law is going, Dad, you all right? And I'm going, yeah, I'm good. At some point, I was hurting. So my son will climb up on a cliff. I go climbing up on the cliff. Dad, be careful. Dad, you all right? I'm good. But I had in my mind, I can endure this pain. I can overcome this here. I can become stronger. And the more we went on, the better I got. Because in my mind, I wasn't focusing on the pain and the hurt. I was focusing on, oh, man, I went from being homeless to being homeless. I went from laying in the bed at a shelter to climbing up a mountaintop, looking out across the mountain. But look what I had to lose just to win. Huh? I want to thank you for calling in and participating and listening. I want to thank those that listen to the show, either from the computer or from the phone. And I appreciate it. We'll be on Thursday night. I got to get with my co-host, Charlie Beatmore, so we can get a topic so we can post it in North Star Group and get it on as soon as possible. So I want to appreciate everybody for tuning in and listening. Carl, I want to thank you for participating. And tune in Thursday night on North Star Talk. And we definitely out of here.